So we're holding here in middle of Perek Gimel, I believe.
Yes.
Or Perek Hamid of Brachas. Amar Funar Bihuda Merv Ami. So his basic point that he's been speaking about before was that the Torah itself has a physical outside, and in other words, the mitzvahs and the stories, and then there is a ruchnistic insight to it. O perakamad brachis amar funa rebuda amar ami. La oilam yashim adam pashiyose matzibo, afilu atoras vidivain. Shekol hamashim pashiyose matzibo, marichon leyoma vushnasov. So a person needs to be mashim his pashas with the tzibur, even if it's a Torah and divon, and which don't mean anything really, because if you learn shnayim mikra vechatargum, you know, if mashim pashas, you marichon leyoma vushnasov. Ubir inyan lazer. So he's trying to explain over here what's the shnayim mikra vechatargum part about it. That somehow it's left out over here when he quotes the Gemara, but really it's something that is, it basically, we're learning over Torah three times. That's connected the three times, three in Yanam of Torah. That's what's Nigla. It's the part that's Nista in Torah, which only Chachamim and Avonim understand. Hamadrega shlishis hu sheish b'toyer dvarim morim olam haba. There are things that shat olam haba v'dova ze lo yusak l'shum adam. Ki ayin l'ros al kim zol asecha. V'chol ha'nivviyim l'ro rak olam haza olam haba sh'o odi osa b'mayla sh'o olam nema ayin l'ros sh'nema ayin l'ros al kim zol asecha. So, there's three dargis. There is the chitzonis of olam hazeh, there is the pnimius, and then there is the lasad lavai. Let's just talk about it a minute or two about what that means. The lasad lavo is a whole new darga of hanhaga v'kadosh baruch hu with the brias. And I guess most especially if we're talking about the Ein Elokim Levado, so in meaning in the Chitzonius there appears to be less involvement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Pnimius. So when we look at something on the outside, we see physical causes and cause and effect on a Chitzonius Tegayfin. And then when we look on a more Pnimistic level, we see, when we look at a more pneumistic level, we see things that are how HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pulling the strings in different ways. And then, in a very, very pneumistic oifin, we see in Lasid Lovey, there will be an Haggis where there's Bechlal nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those are three dargis. Olefikach, Hishikad Likos Torah Shtayim Mikar Targum. Targum Hu Anigla. Targum is what we see in the world. Targum is the language that is commonly known. You know, that's the vernacular, what people spoke, and that's the and that everyone knows. Ushnai mikra, echad al madrega shilachachamim, or the figal shal kodesh. So that's already a more pnimistic understanding, and that only chachamim know, and that's shal kodesh. Asher la mayel yose elu b'hu apnimi she'en l'shem adam asag l'olam haba. This is a type of anhaga that has shaychus only to olam haba. It's what the Ramchal speaks about two anhagas, and he says hanhagas hamishpat and hanhagas ha'yichud. Hanhagas ha'yichud is anhaga that will be shaychus only l'asad lavo. It is in total hesed today. Hanhagas hamishpat, I see it in two ways. I can see the chitzonius, and then it's very vague, and I can see it mitzad the pnimius, and then I understand the kasha shabbai. V'hu am v'zel sh'amu kol amashem pashas shaymikra v'chatag amrich liyom av'shnoisov. So the Richus Yom Vishonim come from all Haba, because that's the third Darga. We'll add one Knech of Hezba. The fact that Olam Haba is Olam Hazeh, by its Metzias is bits and pieces. Each piece is discrete. Each bit and piece is discrete and is different than the other one. Olam Haba is where all of it is perceived as one entity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Arichus Yomim in Olam Haba, as opposed to Olam Hazeh, is part of the nature of it. Whereas this world, every entity is a discrete piece. And that's why there is Kitzer in terms of times, there's Gvulois in terms of Mokom, and Kitzer Yom in terms of times, and different Nefashas in terms of Nefesh. In Olam Haba, it's all one. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal and eternally unchanged and total, so anything that has Shaychus HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias Kaviyachol is going to be of the same nature. Anything that has Shaychus in this world, which by its nature is physical, limited, and so on, also b'meila has a Shaychus to the Kitzur Yamim. So by doing it three times, you get a shaychus with the Olam Haba the Kinyan, and that's why it's Mamrich Lo Yom Shnoisa. V'chein Odom Gam Kishon Adegas Eilo Echod HaGuf HaNigla. You have the Guf HaShein HaNisham HaNalemes HaShlishi HaMadreget Shesh Bodom Shumuch Lo Olam Haba. And this is a darga that's beyond the darga that's here. So Olam Haba is a dimension in the person himself that has to be shaykh to Olam Haba. Let's add the description that is given most commonly in Chazal, the terminology. Chazal speak about different halakim of the nefesh, and there's nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. Yechida, which is the innermost, the deepest part of a person, is called yechida because just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a yachid, so to this neshama, this chelik neshama is yechida. It means that there's a nekuda in the person's yichidus, in a person, and there's a nekuda in a person that is of the nature of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being a yachid, which means totality. That's a nekuda that's shaykh to Olam Haba only. And that is the only part of the person that really is shaykh to Olam Haba. Everything else will take a long course of it. So in the person himself, there is the guf, which is the outside, and like the nefesh goes along with that. There are other halakim that are more pneumistic, and yechida is something which is the very core and essence, but it's only shaykh Olam Haba. We don't have any understanding of it whatsoever. Now he says, so he's sticking with the same idea that there are three dargas and what they are, but what's connected what, he has a very different take. The targum is shaykh to the mailal yoyna, the person which olam haba.
Because
v'machshavi madrigu yisul yonai madrigu sol mhabo lekach echot targum. So he says an incredible pshat here, which is very different than one would expect, and here goes. He says, Chazal say that Targum is not a Lashon, and that Lashon of Bavel, Lashon Rabbi, which is Lashon Bavel, is not called a Lashon, and Bemele says, wherever it is not a Lashon, Machshav is the Ikka. Let's describe something along these lines. I don't know that many languages. I mean, the three languages that I know that I can speak and converse in, all of them and so on. And one of them is Yiddish. Now, Yiddish has two very interesting characteristics. One, it's very short on having any formal grammatic structure. There might be technically some grammatical structures that people are that there are academics that do it, but that's not the Yiddish that's spoken commonly. And Yiddish is a most expressive and emotionally expressive language, and they seem to follow one and deals the other. Because Yiddish does not have a formal word and grammar system, you can tweak the words in all sorts of ways and come up with words that really seem to convey what you're thinking. Very, very strange what you're feeling, exactly what you're thinking. So you know when you're trying to express very carefully crafted ideas, the Yiddish tends to run into German because that seems better. But when you wanna express feelings, Yiddish is very, very fluid and very flexible, I guess, to express it in. So there's something that we can say, there's an inverse proportion between the formality and stiffness of the language and the fluidity of expressing feelings within them, or ideas. He says, a language that has clear constrictions will have a harder time expressing transcendental things than would something which doesn't have the formality of a language. So if Aramis is considered a no language, it means that in some ways it will be much better to express Sotos HaTorah, it's quite fascinating that Zohar HaKadosh and the general lingua franca of Soid, I guess rooted in the Zohar, is Aramaic. So in those languages where the word, where the structure and of the words is minimally controlled, then the machshava behind it is the ikka. Machshava madrigu is a yoyin madrigu sol mahabu l'kach echot targum. V'oid, it says she'ein malach ha'shoz mivina zel lashon k'tiv v'chazal. She'omri yisrol she'shol tzor v'loshon rami e'im malach ha'shoz neskok in loy. She'ein a lashon amach. L'kach pam shlishes hu targum k'nir ol mahabu, she'ein shayach malach ha'mol mahabu. But the Dargav Olam Haba no longer has Shaychis to Malachim. Malachim belong in that second world. Malachim are the panimius of the Hanhaga of this world. So Malachim in this world are the intermediaries between our Kaddish Baruch and us. We can't have in this world Kaddish Baruch directly touching base with us. You have to be Moshe Rabbeinu to do that. So you have the Malachim that bring and Haggis and of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down. Lasad Lavoi, where it's all going to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's no Makom for Malachim. So a language that Malachim don't understand is the appropriate language of the Lasad Lavoi. So you see that in Torah itself you have many layers, of which the deepest one goes Olam Haba. Even if the Torah seems to be very minor, im kol ze magim ar olam haba. Very limud a Torah meseach sel adam, ki kamoi she adam avshu bal maze agashmi vubas vedam, zochul olam haba shu mesulik min agashmi, kach ha Torah, im she adam is asik dvarim shem gashmi vah mitzvus, yagia al dey ze al amayla al yoyna shu pnimis ha Torah. V'dovek b'shem hazeh him sari ha-Torah. So, olefikach ha-osik b'Torah ha-esik hu b'dvarim gedolim. Ki ein lecha loima ki kashi asik b'dvarim ha-gashrim kon nezek shor u-bor k'yotzu b'zeh shen la-esik dvarim p'nimiyim shem kein ha-odom shu omid b'olam ha-tachton ein lechek b'olam elyon ha-nivdal. Rak shetzoch loima ka neshom ha-nivdal osamedes b'guf u-mikom ka ish ha-dveikus l'malar olam elyon. So he says, since we say that there's a certain continuum between the physical part of Torah to the pnimius part of Torah, therefore you're being also in things that are much greater. So he says, just like you see that here's a person when the outside looks like a bus of a dom and he's a goof, very physical, and yet he carries within him the seed for something much bigger. So to a person in Torah, even the Chalke Torah that seem to be goof, it carries within itself a seed of something much greater. V'imki l'fi machshav aseihem sheshitu chochmes ma shema'inim b'dvar magdol machshuvim. Even if we accept what they're saying, that that the people who study theology and metaphysics are being oisik n'dvar shalom shul oilom v'latur eine mayenes b'dvar machshuvim her is baya hefich zeh. Torah might look on the outside like it's dealing with kind of very mundane things, but it's connected to a pnimius. It doesn't mean as if you don't know it. It's like if I hug somebody. So yes, there's a chitzonius, there's a coat, there's a jacket, but at the end of the day, not too far inside it, I have something very, very big. And it doesn't, even if I don't quite understand it. So for instance, a person, let's say, who is he intuitively senses how to shoot something or how to do X, Y, or Z. I assume that in that intuition, and there's lies, the person has become aware of a certain algorithm of, you know, how I get from A to B, the angle at which I hold my hand, the strength with which I pull the trigger or pull the bow and whatever. So all of these things, a person has in himself a deher of something bigger within what he has, even if he's not conscious of it as such. So what the person can consciously take out depends on this, on the level of the person. And when a person is oisik with things that are guf, it's mischaba with the depth of it that's beyond it. So this also answers the on the people who ask, how is it that by studying physical things, I'm zochet to some sort of extraordinary atzlacha in olam haba? He wants to go back to his first pshat. Torah pulls a person, lifts a person up. If a person would not have mitzvahs, then he would be like other animals. So he says over here that he seems to be just repeating what he said before back. But there's something here that he's adding, really. Mitzvahs are activities whose meaning stems from beyond. They're not meaningful within this world, they're meaningful from beyond this world. And therefore, the person who's osek in mitzvahs, it's bringing him, he's being osek in things that are beyond him, and this pulls him along and brings him to that world. So Talmud Torah, which is the extreme of it, it's medavik a person of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chachmai mishnah, chachmai roim, v'achareim kol chachmai lev, v'achareinim loy bechinam torchu b'avayis da b'ayev rava. B'dovah shnei katzim nodem. They didn't stam spend their time learning the machlokas in the common machlokas in the Gemara about, you know, kind of seemingly not big matters. Ki ha-mitzvahs kulam heim tziruf nefesh adam. Each and every mitzvah is there to purify a person, bring him to beyond. So no matter how big, if we measure an activity, and even if it's be'emes, very big in this world, in other words, say, this is a very important thing, this is a great thing, this is a wonderful thing. So we're talking about Olam Hazeh. There's nothing in that component per se, if it's secular, that claims to bring you further than that. Here we do have a chetim to do further than that. And that's the difference between the two. So he says, So they're sitting and learning all of it, brought within them a much greater tziruf and zichur. Whereas things that are not mitzvahs at all, things that are divrei chol, don't have anything more to it. So as big as it is, that's it. So if I have some sort of problem about metaphysics and not connected to Torah, so as deep as it goes, that's it. That's as far as it'll go. So every aspect of learning Torah is going to be mezachich the nefesh. V'zeh omer b'soif nidah pe'ikbas megillah. Tanav el yo. Chol ha'shein alach s'chol yoy muftach lo shbe'lom haba. Shenema lichas olam lo al tikra lichas ela halachas olam adkan. So what's why dafka halacha brings a person mahaba? Ubi in yizeh ki halacha hu biru v'tziruf hadin. Ve'pnei zeh roya shalacha itziruf adam gam kein. Atche ben olam haba. So he says a very interesting hagdara. But I don't know if he means halacha as opposed to something else in the Gemara. It means halacha probably as opposed to agarit or something. He said the methodology of halacha is that it is a birur of the pratim of ruchnius in this world. Ve'im yesh halav v'leiv lam v'stavid masharom z'masharom u'zeh sheshoyne halachis. Heim advarim g'omarnu. Kashoyne halachis, af kishoyne v'dova katan, dova zeh hoylech v'oylad l'mala. So, it's not clear over here what exactly he's referring to, what he means. He's obviously, I mean, being medayik the words shayna halachis. He says ki shayna halachis af ki shayna dove cotton dove zaholach boila lemala. But what exactly is he talking about, Shaina, over anything else? What does he want over here with the Lashon of Shaina? I mean, the word Shaina has two types of meanings. One is when you learn from somebody and, you build up your basic ideas. Shaina can also mean the Chaza. But I'm not sure exactly where he's been medayik here about it. What is it? Yefshel Farish Yosa. V'lachin b'ni shma b'koyla she'atzcho telech b'ikvus avas ha'ilam she'im osu ikolim ratoim et zesel v'duka mitzitu k'dikdokel u'shar chochmes af ki kol roa se'neyem le'nela me'em dova, even though they had seen everything. Mikol makoyim dofku b'darcha atoira b'dineo b'shpateo kotnu b'gol shomhi ki imas Hashem yisparach b'machtzis b'mitzvus hematziruf ashegilon madivuk bo yisparach lefika kosev mognu chol achoysim boi v'doshu mognu olav min seiche cholav v'hu adivuk boi k'ma shesbar l'maylo v'yediya b'mitzvus hu atziruf ha'nefesh od yoysa. So basically, with this, he finishes this nekud over here. He will speak next perek about being shayna halachis. But over here, he says that the importance of learning. The importance of learning halacha specifically, real learning, whatever we would call, over other things that would seem to be that would seem to have kshivas, something that's not divrei Torah. His basic point in all differences Bayram gives is that Torah contains within itself other inyanim. And therefore, whatever you grab onto, you automatically are hooked onto the main point as well. It might be earlier or later that you can actually get to get to correctly describing it and understanding what is the depth of it. But it's always going to come through that. So it's just like the greatest laws of physics were discovered by extrapolating from physical phenomena. We observed physical phenomena, and we said, well, this must be because this, so it's because that, so on and so forth. So by this also as well. Okay, any questions?
Great,
yeah.
What? It's great.
Okay, so we'll hold it here. I guess we're... we're